Unit 7. Developments. Recording 19.
So, what do you reckon? What kind of touchscreen should we install in airports and railway stations? A resistive type or a capacitive one?
Do you need a bright screen with good clarity? If so, you may have problems with the resistive screen. The two metallic layers on the screen filter out more light. The clarity of the capacitive screen is much greater than that of the resistive one.
Why is that? Don't capacitive screens have metallic layers?
Yes, but unlike the resistive screen, the capacitive one has only one metallic layer, which acts as one plate of a capacitor. Your finger acts as the other plate.
Hang on a sec. What's that about capacitors?
Shall I explain how the two systems work?
Good idea. Thanks. That will be useful.
Basically, the two metallic layers of the resistive screen form an electrical circuit. You press the layers together to complete the circuit at the point of contact.
Uh-huh.
Whereas with a capacitive screen, instead of using pressure, you touch it very lightly. The screen stores an electrical charge, and your finger acts as a conductor, pulling current towards the contact point.
Yes, I see. And that means you can only use your finger with a capacitive screen, whereas you can use any object such as a pen with a resistive screen. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. You could say it's a disadvantage of the capacitive screen. On the other hand, you're less likely to scratch the screen surface because it only works with a finger.
That's a good point. So does the capacitive screen resist scratches better than the resistive type?
Not really. Both types will scratch very easily if you attack them with a sharp object.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Okay, the last thing I want to check is durability. Which one is longer lasting?
Well, compared with the capacitive screen, the resistive one can wear out very quickly.
Oh? Why is that?
That's because the metallic layers of a resistive screen are pressed together thousands of times a day. Eventually, the circuitry wears down.